You are Locked On Colts, your daily Indianapolis Colts podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back into your crossover special here on the Locked On NFL channel and Locked On NFL Podcast Network. I am Evan Sire, the host of Locked On Colts, joined by Tyler Rowland, the host of Locked On Titans. Two teams kind of arguably their biggest wins of the season in overtime, too. The Titans over the Ravens 30-24 in Baltimore, and the Colts 34-31 over the Green Bay Packers in overtime as well. Tyler, how are you doing today on this Thanksgiving week?
I'm doing fantastic. It's nice to talk to you again, you know, just 2 weeks later. And you're right, coming off two just incredibly monstrous wins for both teams in the middle of this playoff hunt. So really exciting football. I'm sure both fan bases are really feeling great right now.
Yeah, definitely want to hit on that, of course, because both teams are now 7-3. The Colts hold the official tiebreaker right now with their win last Thursday over the Titans, 34-17, but a huge one upcoming on Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium, because it's going to be one where if the Colts win that one, Tyler, it's going to be a tough sling for the Titans to win this AFC South, or the Titans win this one. It's going to be really a race to the finish between both these teams to get that AFC South divisional crown. But let's start before we dive into the Titans schedule and the rest of their season. We're going to do the same thing on the Colts side as well. But that 30-24 win in Baltimore for the Titans over the Ravens, the Colts struggled mightily against Baltimore. Tennessee really had a solid game plan throughout, ended up winning that game in overtime. What was your overall assessment of that game? Because from the Colts side of things, on their offense, they couldn't do much at all against Baltimore, but the Titans really could do almost everything.
Well, the Titans did have certain struggles against Baltimore, especially early in the game. They really kicked it on in the second half and scored 20 of their 30 points in the second half. So they really kicked it on. But what basically happened was the Titans started wearing down Baltimore's defense. They had some injuries up front. So throughout the course of the game, you know, it's the old cliche. The Titans are a heavy-handed puncher. They're throwing body blows all game, and then eventually Derrick Henry knocks you out at the end. Well, basically the Ravens defense just got tired at the end of the game, and they just couldn't hold up against the Titans' physicality anymore. That's why you saw A.J. Brown at the end of the game run through four Ravens for 12 yards for a touchdown, and then Derrick Henry trot for 30 yards for the game winner. So the Titans just wore down the Ravens' defense, who, quite frankly, was missing a lot of their talent, especially up front with Brandon Williams and Calais Campbell. But also, that was a weakness of the Ravens that the Titans exposed last year. Maybe the Titans are just the perfect kryptonite for Baltimore. At least it seems like that.
Yeah, it really does. Just the toughness on both sides of the ball for Tennessee really showed through on Sunday. And you have to think Mike Vrabel knew this game plan from last January. It kind of implemented the same thing.
Everyone's copied it this year. That's the thing. Every other team that's played against the Ravens has copied. Even Lamar Jackson has had quotes after losses saying they're basically doing what the Titans did. I mean, the book is kind of out on the Titans as well, but the book is out on the Ravens for certain.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be a team, obviously, to watch for later on between both the Colts and the Titans to be closer to January football. But let's hit on the Titans schedule the rest of the way, Tyler, because win or loss, the Titans are still going to be heavy in the playoff race here. I think they're going to be, if not the AFC South winner, they will be a top wild card team. This Colts game on Sunday, of course, is a huge one for both teams, the biggest of the year as far as implications go for the division. But look at their last five after that: home against the Browns, at Jacksonville, home against the Lions, at Green Bay, and then at Houston, who's just a dumpster fire this year. I'm only seeing maybe two losses on the schedule the rest of the way, if all goes well for Tennessee, Tyler. How big is this game upcoming on Sunday for them against the Colts? Because if they were to beat Indianapolis, they could be a 13-3, 12-4 team, maybe with a 2 or 3 seed.
You know what's crazy is that the Titans and the Colts are just in such similar positions, except for the Colts won that first matchup. So imagine just – I don't think this will be the case, and we could talk about that, but imagine the Titans win against the Colts on Sunday. Well, now we both have 5 games left. You guys have the Raiders and then the Steelers in week 16, which is really a really tough game. The Titans have the Browns right after, which is kind of like their Raiders matchup. And then they have the Packers in week 16, which is the really, really difficult matchup against a good team. So it's almost like, you know, the Titans and the Colts are in very similar spots in terms of the strength of schedule that they have going forwards. That makes this matchup even more critical. But, yeah, I think the Titans, although the Browns are a very good team, I think the Titans match up really matchups make fights, as they say in boxing, to bring a second boxing analogy into the segment, but matchups makes fights. And I think the Titans actually match up very well against the Cleveland Browns. So I feel really good about that game. The Packers, although they are a really good team, they're nowhere near as good as the Pittsburgh Steelers. And they're definitely a beatable team, as you guys proved over the weekend. So I feel really good about the Titans' ability to win the division if they're able to beat this game, but, or win this game, but I don't feel great about this matchup about the Colts, and quite frankly I haven't felt great about the matchup against the Colts for 20 years.
That's very true. The Colts, I think, have won 20 of the last 24 matchups against the Titans.
It's unbelievable, man. It's one of those things. They're the big brother in the division. You kind of got Ed and Eddie with the Texans, the Jags, and the Titans, and they're all just sitting there maybe hoping they can take down big brother. And year after year, even when the Titans look like they have the Colts right where they got them, the Titans lose at home, maybe their worst game of the season, completely botch it, special teams errors, miscommunications on defense. Their least disciplined game of the year came in their biggest game of the year against the freaking Indianapolis Colts. So, yeah, this game is obviously so big, but the Titans schedule and the Colts schedule going forward look similar and look pretty soft.
Last one I had for you, Ty, before we dive into some Colts discussion about this game, and of course we'll get our predictions at the end of the show as well for this really huge game on Sunday. Hopefully they flex it. I don't think they're going to do that at this point, Tyler. But let me ask you just about the Titans hierarchy in the AFC right now. You, of course, have the Steelers and the Chiefs in their own tier right now. But that tier two, you have the Colts, you have the Titans, you have the Ravens, the Bills. It feels like to me, Tyler, I mean, of course the Colts did struggle against Baltimore a little bit, but that was after a really solid first half, and that after the offense just died off a little bit. The Titans, of course, beat Baltimore, and the Colts beat the Titans. So it feels like those three teams, maybe you can include Buffalo too if you want to, it feels like, honestly, the winner of this game on Sunday between the Colts and the Titans could have the top spot of being that third best team in the AFC right now.
Yeah, I think so. Especially from the Titans side, obviously you're paying attention to all the tiebreakers and everything on the Colts side, but the Titans already beat the Bills. So if they can find a way to beat the Colts and then have similar records going down the stretch, the Titans have beaten the Texans and the Jags in their opening matchup. So, you know, I would expect the Titans to win those games again, or they should. The Colts still have some division games to play as well. So I think if the Titans can win this game against the Colts with the tiebreaker over the Bills and the Browns on their schedule, and I think the Colts will beat the Raiders, so that would help the Titans in theory. I think if the Titans win this game, they do get the third seed in the AFC. But on the flip side of that, the Colts would have pretty much the division in a chokehold if they win the game, and I think that they're a better team overall than the Bills. So in my opinion, I would see the Colts ending up with the third seed as well, which will be critically important going forward.
Yeah, a huge game upcoming on Sunday here. We're going to hit on the Colts side of things now with Tyler asking me some questions here. We're going to take a quick word from our sponsors. Protecting my family is my number one priority, but I want to do it safely. The people at Taser believe that safer self-defense is better self-defense. Tasers line of non-lethal self-protection devices are small and lightweight enough to carry with you or in your glove department or purse, yet they're powerful enough to incapacitate an attacker. Guns carry unnecessary risks for you and those around you, and even pepper spray can harm you as much as an attacker, and it's often ineffective. Taser products are safer and easy to use. They use an electrical charge to immobilize attackers for up to 30 seconds, allowing you time to escape and send emergency dispatch to your GPS location. Taser devices come loaded with features like laser-assisted targeting, emergency dispatch, which will send response teams to your GPS location upon firing. More than 230,000 lives have been saved with the Taser network of devices, apps, and personnel. All law enforcement theme, well, you can own a Taser with them. The number one choice is for law enforcement agents as well. So if the law enforcement is using them, it's really a smart idea if you want to get one as well for your own self-defense. Protect yourself and your family with Taser's line of self-smart defense products. Taser is available without a permit in the most U.S. states. Get a Taser Pulse Plus or Taser Strike Light at Taser.com with promo code NFL. Save 50% now at Taser.com with promo code NFL. TASER.com, promo code NFL. Restrictions apply, and you see site for details as well. Alrighty, we are back for segment two of our crossover. Evan Sider of Locked On Colts, joined by Tyler Rowland of Locked On Titans. Tyler, I'll give you the floor now to ask you some Colts questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Just wanted to dive into the schedule. I talked a little bit. Well, I guess before we get into the schedule, I wanted to ask you about that thrilling win against the Green Bay Packers, kind of a similar situation to the Titans. You get down early, you fight back, you get into overtime, and you come through with a victory. So maybe just a quick synopsis of how they got down, how they came back, and how you feel about, you know, the team coming out of what could be their best win of the season.
Yeah, what a hell of a game that was on Sunday. Just the way they
entertaining came too. It was great from the outside perspective.
So entertained, just because you have Hot Rod Rodrigo Blankenship make that game winner in overtime. But that defense we talked about before 2 weeks ago, they just shut down Aaron Rodgers in that second half, and that just goes to show you just how impressive Matt Eberflus and that defense is. They can adjust on the fly and just really choke hold at teams out of it. We saw against Tennessee, and now we see it in Green Bay. Incredible stat here, Tyler. In the last 2 weeks, they played against the Titans and the Packers. The Colts have outscored both teams 41-3 in the second half, which just shows you just how dominant they are in the second half right now. And really, Phillip Rivers, too. I give him credit as well. Michael Pittman Jr. is ascending as the number one wide receiver right now. But also, Phillip Rivers is keeping the ball out of harm's way. He's being very efficient, which he has been almost throughout the whole season, outside of that Cleveland game where it really cost him the game. But I really think it was just a solid effort all around, and most due to the defense. They had a really poor first half there, but the adjustments that Eberflus made on the fly really was helpful. And we saw the Colts really start to gain momentum in the second half thanks to those plays on the defensive side. Michael Pittman Jr., that touchdown at the beginning of the game, I think he's starting to really ascend, as we saw against Tennessee as well, into their number one wide receiver. So I think really it was an all-around effort, but that defense, I'd be shocked. I mean, maybe it's more offense versus defense nowadays, Tyler, where these guys don't get jobs as a defensive coordinator, but I'd be shocked if Matt Eberflus does not get looks for a head coaching job this offseason.
Well, to me, I agree 100%. And the thing that stands out to me most about the Colts is the consistency. It's every single play, every single week. They don't always play great, but they're always consistent in their keys. It's just they're always in the right gap on defense. They don't blow a lot of coverages. They don't make a lot of communication mistakes. Everyone seems to be on the same page. And when you can execute at a high level like that because you consistently rely on your teammates, and then you start mixing in some of the exotic stuff we've seen from them this year, just a fantastic defense, a fun team to watch, quite frankly. I hate that it's the Colts, but they are a fun team to watch with how consistent they are on defense. But that kind of leads me, we get an idea of the team, that leads me into a big picture view of the Colts here, taking a look at their schedule going forward. As I kind of teased earlier, they have the Titans game coming up, but after that, it's a game against the Texans. A game in Vegas against the Raiders, which could be kind of tough, then at home against the Texans, then a game in Pittsburgh against the Steelers, which could be very difficult. But if the Steelers have the number one seed wrapped up 2 weeks out, that could be an easy win going up against the JV Steelers. And then you finish out the game or the season with the Jags. So how do you feel about the Colts' chances in the AFC? I mean, is it possible for them to maybe even make a run at the Chiefs if they can beat the Titans on Sunday?
I think it's very possible, Tyler. Just that Steelers game in December is going to really decide whether Pittsburgh's playing or not. I like how they match up with Pittsburgh, but this Titans game on Sunday is really going to decide everything for me, just because I hyped it up to our audience on Locked On Colts that this last few weeks was murderer's row for them. Just you go against the Titans twice, you go against the Packers. If they come out of that 3-0, I maybe honestly would have thought 1-2 would be okay just as far as playoff odds go. But if you go 3-0 against those two teams, that just speaks a lot to the way this team's turning the corner right now. It almost reminds me of 2018 when Andrew Luck was still the quarterback of this Colts team to start off 1-5, and they go on a huge run just playing complimentary football all around. And that really is what this 2020 Colts team is reminding me of as well, Tyler, because the offense is really clicking right now. Phillip Rivers, I think it's obvious now after a couple of weeks that he needed some time to gel with this new team with no OTAs, no training camp, no on-field activities. He's really starting to show that he's a very good fit in this offense over the last couple of weeks. The defense, of course, after that really horrible week one in Jacksonville, Gardner Minshew tore them up. They've been an elite defense the rest of the way. They're really starting to ascend as well. Julian Blackman, I think, should be a defensive rookie of the year.
Yes, he's been so good. It's unbelievable how clutch he is, too. He seems to make the big play every week. It reminds me of Eddie Jackson from the Bears earlier in his career when he was a young guy and just seemed to make every play and always force a big turnover.
Yeah, I think Julian Blackman, I think I've been saying this as well. I think a lot of Colts fans would agree. He's probably the most impactful rookie they've had since Darius Leonard in 2018 on the defensive side. It really goes to show the building blocks they've in place on defense. And, of course, the special teams. We saw in Tennessee last year, Vinatieri missed a couple kicks, even though they still won. Rodrigo Blankenship has been a huge upgrade for Vinatieri at this point of his career. Of course, Vinatieri's now retired, I have to imagine. He has not been signed anywhere else at age 47. But Blankenship is really starting to come to his own over the last couple months. And he's been.
I love him. Yeah, I just want to say that out loud. I have him. I'm in five fantasy leagues against my will. All five, I have Rodrigo Blankenship. He is a stud.
Yeah, hey, do you respect the specs, like he says?
Respect the specs, man. I dig it. Yeah, I know. Listen, maybe it's just the Titans kicking situation over the last few years, but do you hear how my heart just absolutely begs for a good kicker? I just see them, and they're just beautiful models out in the pasture. I can't help it. So I have to admire from afar, unfortunately.
Yeah, it reminds me, honestly, just not to get off too off topic here, but the kicking situation at times reminds me of the Colts last year. I mean, mm-hmm. We have Vinatieri missing a lot of kicks, and surprisingly enough, Gostkowski, a future Hall of Famer himself, is now missing those kicks. But mm-hmm. something that Tennessee's got to watch for later on the season, of course. But this Colts schedule, you have Tennessee, okay, let's say they win against the Titans, for example, Tyler. You play against the Texans, who are no slouch because the Colts and Texans always have good games. Deshaun Watson can never count out, but this year just seems like the Texans are just really in the dumps right now, waiting to get that new coach on board, new GM on board. So I really see, and like you mentioned, the Vegas game can be tough on December 13th at 4:05 Eastern time. I really think that could be a tough game for the Colts, but I think the Buccaneers showed earlier on this year when they went to Vegas, it's kind of the blueprint team should use, is run down their throat, some play-action passing game, and they really came out and just whooped the Raiders in that. So I think the Colts match up very well with Las Vegas. And then you have the Steelers game, of course, which really will decide if the Colts can run this table or not. But I think coming out of this, this Colts team looks like a 13-3, 12-4 team, at worst 11-5. This Titans game is really going to be the measuring stick for the rest of the way, because if they do win this game, Tyler, they're going to have that stranglehold in the division, and it really will be tough for the Titans to get back into it. They'll almost have to run the table, you know, the Colts lose one or two. Bilko makes you the best you at whatever you do. Break through your wall. Whether it's a mental or physical wall, break through it with Go every day. It's easy to take 1.5-ounce packages and put in your briefcase for the most focused presentation ever. Your golf pack to power through your back nine, or put in your pocket to get through the day. Bilko is the best workout gel on the market. It's 5-hour energy without the same crash feeling, plus natural, so it's better for your body. It's like drinking a monster drink without a third of the caffeine and better results. They have three delicious flavors as well: peanut butter honey, chocolate coconut, and chocolate mint. Bilko combines energy gel with collagen protein. Collagen protein is fast absorbing, so it gets into my system fast, plus it's easy on the stomach. Bilko is also loaded with good stuff to ignite my work, like beta-alanine, B3, honey, and a kick of caffeine. Bilko then kicks up to keep me going strong throughout the day with B6 and B12, and also collagen promotes joint, soft tissue, hair, and skin health. This stuff literally makes you look better. Visit Bilko.com, use promo code LOCKED, LOCKED, and get 20% off your next order of Bilko. Again, use promo code LOCKED, LOCKED, for 20% off at Bilko.com. Let's go.
Yeah, I absolutely agree with your assessment. Based on the schedule and the way they've been playing, I don't see why any of that couldn't possibly take place. Well, before we get into our score predictions and we get out of here and send you off into the holiday, I just want to take a moment, Evan. Although we are battling it out and, you know, one of the teams is going to win the division, one of the teams isn't, can we just take a moment and appreciate the fact that we aren't the Texans or the Jags? We're the two teams that are battling it out at the top, not at the bottom.
It feels nice, doesn't it? I mean, it's been a long time since we've seen like a Colts-Titans rivalry, but the last year or two, it really seems like this is starting to be the rivalry near the AFC South, which is really fun.
Yeah, and it's a good time. It makes for good football. But let's get into those game score predictions here before we head off into our turkey days. I will start off here. I wish that I could be more optimistic, but I've talked about the consistency that the Colts have in the first matchup. I thought it could be close. I even said that I could see the Colts winning 27-21, even though I predicted a Titans victory, because I was worried. I see what the Colts have. I see what they're putting together, and they're hitting their stride at the right time in the season and playing in Indianapolis after a tough game against the Ravens and the banged up nature of the Titans roster right now. I think that the Colts do win this game, and I think they have a pretty good handle on it. I'm going to say 31-21, the Colts win.
Okay. I'm going to give the Titans a little bit more benefit of the doubt here. With the way they played in Baltimore, I'm going to go with a closer score in this one. I'm going to go 24-23, the Colts win with another hot rod game winner. I think this is going to be one of those games where it's going to be very close. The Titans are going to adjust. I imagine they're really going to adjust the special teams too, because honestly, Tyler, that game could have gone Tennessee's way if not for the special teams blunders they had. So,
if not for A.J. Brown dropping the ball, if the Titans go up 14-0 late in the first quarter, I think the game goes different. But that's why you play. Every NFL game you go, if he did this and he dropped that and you just got to get it done. The Titans after that game now they have overhauled what they're doing. The Titans should have their all-pro punter Brett Kern back. So hopefully, you know, that eliminates that as a risk. But the reality is the Colts play great special teams ball. So who's to say they don't find some other way to change the game on special teams in a different, you know, area of opportunity. So I think that although it may not be the punting team, that the Colts have a clear advantage on special teams, and you can't count out them using that advantage to change the game. So that's where I see a big time play for the Colts special teams, whether it's a return or a block or a fake onside or a fake punt, something like that. A big special teams play will turn this ball game for the Colts and allow them to have things in hand.
So we're both going with a Colts victory in this one, which really put the Colts in the catbird seat, so to say, for the AFC South. The Titans would have to really play catch by that point after getting swept. So that's going to do it for this episode, our crossover special between Locked On Colts and Locked On Titans. Colts fans, if you want to go listen to Tyler's analysis on the Titans, go follow and subscribe to Locked On Titans, whatever platform listening to. And same for Titans fans out there. If you want to get more Colts analysis, just go follow us and subscribe where you're listening to at Locked On Colts. Tyler, appreciate the time, man, and have a happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, you too as well. That's all I want to say is a happy Thanksgiving to all the Colts fans out there. Obviously, a happy Thanksgiving to all my Titans listeners, and a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family as well. I always appreciate our conversations.